أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآل آله الطيبين الطاهرين. Today is اللهم صل على محمد. Today is the 20th of June 2009 and our first session. And what I want to talk about now and start with is the theoretical part. So we, half of the session we talk about theories, half of the session we talk about practical. Let's see how much we can do today. It's about, we start with understanding about shari'at and tariqat and haqiqat. These are three the statements and three words about the same reality. So these are not three different things. I tell you what it is. My textbook is, as I said, I'm using for all the things that we are going to talk, inshallah, I'm using Asrar al-Sharia of Sayyid Haydar Amuli. I'm using Chal Hadith of Imam Khomeini. I'm using, it's called series of articles, but it is to do with practical and theoretical irfan of Ustad Shuja'i. And I'll be using Tafsir al-Quran of Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli. And from here and there. And Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amuli is one of, I use his books a lot. Shari'at. I start with Arabic version of it. It says, لَيْسَ بَحْسُ الشَّرِيَةُ وَالْتَرِيقَةُ وَحَقِيقَةُ بَحْسٌ لَفْزِيًا. The book is Arabic. That's why I called some of, I tried to call Dr. Muhammad yesterday, and then I found Al-Manur, and I asked a few of these Arabic words. And لَيْسَ بَحْسُ الشَّرِيَةُ وَالْتَرِيقَةُ وَحَقِيقَةُ بَحْسٌ لَفْزِيًا. These words of Shari'at and Tariqat and Haqiqat are not only debates over the words. بَلْ مُهِمٌ إِنْدَنَا إِدْرَاكُ مَرَاتِبُ التَّدَيُّنُ وَالْمَعْرِفَةُ وَالْوُسُولُ إِلَيْهَا. Important for us is understanding of the levels of religiousness, تَدَيُّن, وَالْمَعْرِفَةُ, and understanding وَالْوُسُولُ إِلَيْهَا, and reaching to those. These are about Shari'at and Tariqat and Haqiqat. Shari'at wa Tariqat wa Al-Haqiqat ira'atu zalika al-idrak ira'atu zalika al-idrak wa dilalatu ala al-wusulu ila tilka al-maratib wa talabbusu aw at-takhallugu aw at-tahaqququ biha. Means presenting this understanding or this idrak and this understanding is guiding about towards wusul ila tilka al-maratib, about how to reach to these levels of religiousness. But talabbus, and wearing those sifat and attributes. And takhalluq means getting, becoming, getting those attributes and gaining those akhlaq is takhalluq. Abit-tahakqu biha, or making them happen, become a reality. Tahakqu. Okay, I tell one by one. What is Shari'at? Shari'at is al-amalu bil-fara'iz al-shar'iyya wa tark al-muharrabat. Shari'at is performing the wajibat of religion and tark al-muharrabat, and avoiding things that are haram. That's Shari'at. So Shari'at is what? Doing the wajib, not doing the haram. What is tariqat? Tariqat is also refers to irfan. They call it irfan too, or spirituality. But takhalluq bil akhlaq al islami ma'a al amal bil mustahabbat wa tark al makruhat wa al shubahat ma'a hifz al shari'ah wa huwa al tariqah. You all understand? So you all understand. I know Arabic and Farsi understanding people, maybe some people with Urdu background may not understand all of it. But anyway, I want to say it in Arabic because some of these, the Arabic versions is so much more understanding and beautiful to me. But I translate it as well. But تخلق بالأخلاق الإسلامي means gaining أخلاق, Islamic أخلاق, Islamic behavior. This is about talking about tariqat. مع العمل بالمستحبات. With practicing the مستحبات. The recommended actions. So in tariqah is not only about wajib. And it's not only about haram. It's about not only doing those things. It's about doing wajibat. And stopping even makruhat. Makruhat are a category of a'mal which are referred to as makruh, means Allah is reluctant for us to do it. Although it may not be counted as a sin. But remember, again, if you are on the Sharia, it's not a sin. But the moment you enter tariqah, then it becomes sin. What does it mean it becomes sin? That means you're no more on tariqah. Or we are no more on tariqah when we do this. And وَتَرْكِ الْمَكْرُوهَاتِ وَالشُّبَهَاتِ And even whatever is doubtful. مرحوم رحمت الله آیت الله بهجت, one of the things I really use a lot from one of his statements. He says, whenever the people ask him about Irfan, people are always asking this question. Say, perform what you know and do not do what you have doubt about. That's all. So simple. Do what you know and stop what you doubt about. Let alone, he hasn't said that, but let alone when you know something is wrong, of course, you don't do it. مَعَ حِفْزِ الشَّرِيَةِ All of these, of course, is important if we have keeping Sharia. There is not such thing, such idea that somebody is only in tariqat and is not in Sharia. Sharia is the start. Whoever wants to start in tariqat must first be abiding by Sharia. We cannot have other things, not doing our wajibat and then talk about mustahabat. It's very sensible. We don't need to reason this. And what is haqiqat? That was tariqat. Haqiqat, which is real essence, the reality, essential reality of the real. That's called haqiqat. وَالْوَسُولُ بَحَقِيقَةِ الْمَعَارِفِ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ اِي لَمْسَهَا بِتَمَامِ الْوُجُودِ وَالتَّخَلُّقُ بِالْأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى وَالصِّفَاتِ الْعُلْيَى اَي التَّحَقُّقُ بِهَا مَعَ حِفْزِ الشَّرِيَةِ وَالتَّرِيقَةِ وَهُوَ الْحَقِيقَةِ or هِيَ الْحَقِيقَةِ So, what is haqiqat? Wusul, reaching to the reality of the ma'arif of Allah. Reaching to those realities of ma'arif. Lamsaha bi tamam al-wujud means touching it with all your existence, with all your wujud, touching it, grasping it. That's haqiqat. Wa takhalluq bi al-asma al-husna wa sifat al-ulya. And beginning the akhlaq, our akhlaq becomes the akhlaq of Asma'ullah. What does that mean? That means, one of the sifat of Allah is alim. That means we become alim too. So we learn. That is, takhalluq ba Asma'ullah. Or talabbus ba Asma'ullah, they call it too. Or, one of the Asma of Allah is Jawad. He has got Jud. He has got givingness. So that means we also become like that. That is when we become متخلق بأسماء الله. يتحقق بها or becoming those realities. We have spoken a little bit, of course, not much. Becoming, we have spoken that we are nafs is nothing apart from what we learn. If you consider a nafs of a child when he's born, he doesn't or she doesn't know anything. There is real in reality. I can say his nafs is nothing. When I say nothing in terms of actualities, of course in terms of potentiality, we are not talking about potentiality. It's not istidad. In fi'liyat and in actuality, that nafs is absolutely nothing. Gradually the more he learns, of course from ma'lumat al-hissi, it starts from sensible or sense knowns. That means he sees, he hears, he tastes. Those are the first type of ilm that the child gained from the surrounding. And then gradually, of course, it goes to ma'lumat al-khiyali, and then goes to ma'lumat al-wahmi, and then goes to ma'lumat al-aqli, or ma'arif. So it goes also to other type of knowledge. So when you look at that person, he is not anything other than what he has learned, what he knows, what is his nafs with him. So that is why it's called تحقق بها مع حفظ شریعت و طریقت. Of course all of this is only if we keep شریعت and طریقت. No one can reach, if it's not that somebody doesn't do his wajibat, doesn't do mustahabat and only learns and think that he is on haqiqat. No, this is not the way and no one will reach to haqiqat with this. Or another, there are other definitions. Shari'at al-i'tiqadu wal-amalu bi-shar'i sahihan wa qurbatan ila Allah ta'ala. Shari'at is i'tiqad, believing and practicing the shar'i, all these zahir of a'mal, doing salat, doing zakat, doing khums, doing jihad, doing fasting, all of this. And haqiqat, and tariqat is, and in the, this is the other definition, wal-i'tiqad wal-amalu bihi ma'al-ikhlas wa-tawajjuh wal-muraqabah. And tariqat is believing and doing, practicing all those things of Sharia with ikhlas, with purity. Without purity, it doesn't reach us anywhere. And tariqat wal-i'tiqad wal-amalu bihi ma'al-ikhlas. Sorry, and haqiqat is, in this series of definition, haqiqat is, و کون الانسانو به تمام وجودی فی محضر حضرت الحق. That means being انسان with all his وجود in the presence of Allah سبحانه و تعالی. و الغفلت عن الغیر means being absolutely ignorant of anything other than Allah. So only being with Allah and being at the presence of Allah. حتی عن نفسی, even from his own being ghafil and not even remembering and if not being even mindful of himself. وَعَنْ عَمَلِهِ, and even not being mindful of his amal. That becomes what? That is the real salat. A person is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing salat, he does not remember, he is not mindful of himself and he is not mindful of his amal even. That is when sometimes it can happen that you are doing salat and you hear the salat from somebody else's mouth by somebody else's ears. That is, and there is in, it has come in hadith and it happens like that. That is when we are towards haqiqat. Or a short definition again of it is al-imanu bi-sayr fil afaq shariat. Iman with journey in afaq. Afaq means external journey. That's shariat. وَفِسَّيْرِ فِي الْأَنْفُسِ هُوَ تَرِيقَةِ. And journey within yourself is tariqat. وَأَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ حَقِيقَةِ. I mean, and only is Allah suffice. He only suffices Allah. Or he only wants Allah. That is the haqiqat. Reaching to Allah. And these are all goes again, I mean, these haqiqat and shari'at, really they are zahir and batin. This is talk about zahir and batin. And zahir, which is everyone knows, and batin, I just tell you two hadiths, and then we finish this. إِنَّ إِلْمُ الْبَاطِنُ هُوَ سِرٌ مِّن سِرِّ. This is hadith Qudsi. إِنَّ إِلْمُ الْبَاطِنُ وَا سِرٌ مِنْ سِرِّي. Indeed, the knowledge of batin is one of the secrets of my secrets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلْمُ الْبَاطِنِ is one of the secrets of my secret. أَجْعَلَهُ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدِي. I put it in the heart of my bandi, my servant. وَلَا يَقِفْ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. And nobody knows about it. Nobody becomes aware of it except myself. And that was hadith Qudsi, and Imam Ali alayhi salam says, ilmul batinu sirrun min sirrillah azza wa jal. The knowledge of batin is a secret from the secrets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa hukmun min hukmun ilayh. يَغْزِفُهُ فِي قُلُوبِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives it to the heart of whoever he wants. مِنْ أَوْلِيَاهُ, from his awliya. So as you see, it's not only about learning and gaining knowledge from within. It's sir, it's secret of Allah, must be given by Allah. So this is very itself is very lengthy topic. I mean, maybe inshallah in the future if we have time, because I saw, as I said, Sayyid Haydar Amuli have talked about all of this Shariat and Haqiqat and Tariqat, and he's one of the he's the first Shia marja ever who theorized Irfan. Because we have had Irfan before him in theoretical Irfan, which was mostly, they say, coming from Sunni ulama. But he was living about 600, 700 years ago, Sayyid Haydar Amul. I don't know for what reason, Amul, which is a city in north of Iran, so many ulama. No, that's with Aim. This is with Alif. Amul. And many ulama have come from that particular, it's a very small city. Sayyid Haydar Amuli, Sheikh Haydar Amuli is another person. Allama Hassanzadeh Amuli, Allama Jawadi Amuli, and there are many other people. I don't know, I mean, we never know why. But there is, I have a belief as a whole, north of Iran, during, it may be the reason. This is not really a reasoning. This is